President Trump has released his first budget of this term. It's a policy wish list of sorts that lays out how the government would spend money if he had his way. Of course, it's up to Congress to make the actual spending decisions. This budget comes after the president has already used executive orders and the cost-cutting effort known as the Department of Government Efficiency to try to make big changes to the federal government. NPR White House correspondent Danielle Kurtzleben joins us. Danielle, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
What do you see standing out in this budget?
Well, first off, it would make some big cuts to non-defense spending. It would cut those by nearly one quarter. Now, that is a big category. It includes education, transportation, scientific research. So it's a deep and broad swath of cuts. And then in turn, there are some big spending additions. Trump wants to boost defense spending by 13% to $1 trillion per year. And not only that, but he's proposing a 65% boost to Homeland Security spending. And that would go in part to mass deportations and completing the border wall, his signature issues. I should add, though, that this is not a full budget. It's an outline, and it doesn't include mandatory spending. That's those big social safety net programs like Medicare and Medicaid. A more detailed full budget, that's coming in the coming months.
Tell us, please, more about those cuts to non-defense spending. Specifically what?
Well, Trump is proposing some really deep cuts to a few agencies. He proposes cuts of more than 50% at the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Science Foundation. He also proposes cuts at the Internal Revenue Service, NOAA. I mean, really, if it's an agency that doesn't do immigration or defense, there's a good chance that Trump wants to cut it. He also proposes some cuts to education, although the administration did take care to specify that they don't propose cutting Head Start funding.
Why does the administration want to cut spending at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration or spending for scientific research?
Well, that's because there's a lot of culture war in this budget, and a lot of programs are argued against on those grounds. Now, in this short document, the phrase DEI, for example, shows up 31 times. Woke shows up 12 times, and so on. Cuts from NOAA are justified because of that agency's climate work. The budget says that some programs, quote, radicalize students against markets. So in that way, the budget is very Trumpy. But that said, there are some traditionally fiscal conservative moves in here. For example, the budget proposes moving a bunch of federal programs like rental assistance out of the federal government and to the state and local level. I talked to Jessica Riedel. She's a budget expert at the right-leaning Manhattan Institute. And as a fiscal conservative, she likes some parts of this budget, but she said the cuts should be going to deficit reduction, and instead, they're going toward defense.
There's no deficit reduction here. And if one accounts for the revenue losses from cutting IRS staff, one could argue that the net effect of this proposal would be to increase budget deficits.
Danielle, it's Congress that ultimately makes spending decisions. How much attention should we pay to this document?
You're right. This is just the starting point of a conversation with Congress, and presidents don't usually get to call the budget shots. But the fact that Trump keeps trying to cut spending on his own changes things. I talked to Brendan Duke at the left-leaning Center for Budget and Policy Priorities. Here's how he put it.
I certainly think that they're shooting with live ammo in a way with their budget in a way that is not true of most budgets because they have shown their willingness to try to do these sorts of cuts without congressional sign-off.
There have been some court challenges to Trump's attempted cuts so far, but congressional Republicans, they haven't really pushed back on those moves. So this budget could be a roadmap for things to come from the Trump White House.
NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben, thanks so much.
Thanks, Scott.